The massive tax code changes pushed by GOP members of Congress could rest on representatives in the Philadelphia suburbs. Many area Republicans are considering how the House and Senate proposals will play in their swing districts as an election year approaches. WHYY's Dave Davies caught up with Representative Pat Meehan, a Republican who represents parts of Delaware, Chester, Montgomery, Berks, and Lancaster counties, and asked how he's approaching the tax plan.
Do you expect to vote for this? I mean, you don't know a final version yet, but could you see any circumstances under which you wouldn't?
Well, there could be circumstances under which I wouldn't, but I think I'm inclined. I'm certainly a member of the Ways and Means Committee and played a role in helping to prepare the House version. So we'll go down into conference. I'm very interested in a provision that relates to the continuation of energy credits, which is important to our region and battery manufacturers in our area. I was able to get that provision in on the House version. It's not in the Senate, and it's something that I'm going to continue to pay attention to.
Okay. What about, you know, people are losing their deduction for state and local income and sales taxes. There is a property tax provision there. Is that going to be a problem?
Well, first, the standard deduction has been doubled, and estimates for the Joint Committee that testified before us are almost 94% of families are going to file simply by taking the standard deduction. In addition, with the child tax credits, it's going to put the greatest majority of the people in our area in a positive situation with regard to their taxes. For Pennsylvania, I think we're better off than New York and New Jersey because we were able to get that $10,000 ceiling on the property tax question, which was very, very important to us. So again, the vast majority of homeowners in our district will end up in a positive situation.
Until a few years under the Senate version when a lot of this stuff expired.
Well, that's, look, in 5 years they're going to be phasing out, which is all a function of the way you've got to make bills pass in Washington, D.C., and it has a lot to do with the 10-year window of budget cycles. There's every expectation the commitments that have been made to individuals will be continued beyond the 5-year period.
Okay. You've seen these polls that show this as very unpopular. Does that concern you?
Well, I don't think it's very unpopular. No. I think a lot of people don't understand what it will do. I think there's going to be two impacts. First, again, the vast majority of people are going to end up in a positive situation, some significantly. Second, it is misrepresented that this is, you know, not progressive. In fact, in a per capita basis, people in the lower middle standard actually get a larger percentage of their taxes back than the wealthy. In the end, the commitment is really to kickstarting our economy and getting the ability for us to jumpstart investment. And I think we're going to have a real impact on driving the economy as a result of this.
So many moving parts of this. We mentioned, you know, the local tax exemptions. Are there any other things that you think need to be fixed from the Senate version or the House version?
Well, I'm looking at another provision as well. I want to see the deduction for health care expenses continue to be able to be done. It affects seniors in my district. Those who are with chronic diseases or, you know, may have long-term care situations, and even though they may not be with, you know, substantial income like they did in a previous part of their life, they've learned to rely on that deduction. And I think it's important, and I'm going to continue to fight to see if we can get that in.
WHYY senior reporter Dave Davies speaking with Republican Congressman Pat Meehan.